Greetings from outdoors. The annual Gilbert and Sullivan Operetta used to be a highlight of the Interlaken camp season, and usually one or two bats made an appearance sometime during each show. This was particularly appropriate in the performance of The Sorcerer when John Wellington Wells referred to bats as creepy things with wings. Or did he say creepy? Apparently the original Gilbert lyrics have sometimes evolved over time. And the truth is, bat wings do resemble the thin, crinkly fabric known as crepe. Now, understand that the wing of a bat is equivalent to the arm of a human. The inside bend of the wing is the elbow, and the hook at the top is the thumb. The other fingers are bracing for the wing. According to nature writer Sylvia Johnson, when a bat folds his wings, they do not become loose and baggy as does the cover of a folded umbrella. Thousands of wrinkles and puckers shrink the wing. The puckers are created by the pulling action of tiny muscles between the two layers of wing membrane. Those tiny muscles enable the wing mammal to fly, as demonstrated by generations of bats which have performed amazing maneuvers in the spotlights of Kresge Stage. I'm Kagan Heringa, outdoors.